Finally, today we are going to turn our attention away from the U.S. for a few moments to the West African country of Gambia. Human rights groups have been frantically trying to bring attention to the recent announcement by President Yahya Jammeh that he plans to execute 47 prisoners on death row by the middle of next month. That's all the prisoners on death row. Now, the death penalty had not been carried out there for more than a quarter of a century, but the government confirmed that 9 people faced a firing squad on Sunday. President Jammeh says he is implementing capital punishment to stop crime, but critics don't believe that because of his checkered human rights record over the 18 years he's been in power. We wanted to find out more about this, so we've called upon a Gambian journalist now living in exile in North Carolina. Patindere Mbai is the managing editor for the online Freedom newspaper, and he's with us now. Mr. Mbai, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Now, I understand that you have a theory about why the president has started these executions now. Why do you think he's doing this?
That's a fundamental question, Michelle. President Jammeh is a weird guy. As it is evident in the country, he's very, very unpopular. The Gambians are complaining about the high cost of living, the governance crisis in the country, the maladministration in the country, the lack of justice in the country. All these factors compounded, Jammeh is apparently trying to instill fear in the minds of Gambians.
Now, you say he's a weird guy. Could you talk a little bit more about that? You've met him.
Yes, I met President Jammeh while I was a journalist in Gambia. He's a very weird guy, very irrational, erratic. Jammeh is very unpredictable. On a personal level, he appeared to be a very nice guy, smiling, but the inner character of Jammeh, that's the problem. He can smile while he's killing. He's very, very deceptive. Jammeh doesn't represent the true portrait of himself. There was a time he accuses some people of, you know, killing his auntie. And about 1,000 Gambians were rounded up during that incident. Some people died. They were kind of poisoned.
Can I just stop you right there? How do you know these things?
Well, I'm very connected to the Gambia. I have sources embedded in Jammeh's government. There are some in the country who are also, you know, giving me information.
And I do think it's worth noting that your newspaper is credited with having broken the story of these executions having been planned, which has subsequently been confirmed by some of these human rights organizations. You know, people may remember that the last time Gambia made international headlines was in 2007 when President Jammeh claimed that he could cure AIDS in 3 days with a secret mix of medicinal herbs. Does he believe that he himself has supernatural powers or something of that sort? Do you feel that he has some sort of a personality disorder?
Indeed. He is kind of mentally impaired. Jammeh is very, very funny. He's trying to, you know, convince Gambians that he's a superman. He can cure HIV/AIDS. He can cure diabetes. He can cure asthma, infertility. Jammeh knows for a fact that he cannot cure HIV/AIDS. He doesn't have anything to offer to Gambians.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. We're talking about Gambia in West Africa. The president there has vowed to execute all the prisoners on death row by next month. My guest is exiled Gambian journalist Patindere Mbai. What crimes, alleged crimes, were the executed prisoners on death row for? And what about the people who are still there?
Well, some of the executed inmates, some were murdered, some were accused of treason, but the method of the application of the executions is our beef. The entire Gambian population are saying that Jammeh never fulfilled the constitutional mandate. There's a stipulation in the constitution that if there should be any execution, those provisions got to be met.
Now, last December, President Jammeh told the BBC that he didn't care about criticism of his human rights record. I just want to play a short clip of that conversation. Here it is.
I will not bow down before any human being except the Almighty Allah. And if they don't like that, they can go to hell. I don't care what they say. I fear only Allah. God will judge me tomorrow. Those who accuse me of human rights violations, Allah will judge between me and them.
How do you interpret his remarks? I mean, on the one hand, he's saying that he doesn't care about international scrutiny. On the other hand, he did give an interview to an international news outlet, which suggests he does care, to some degree, how he is viewed internationally.
Well, that's Jammeh. He's an attention seeker. Each time he want to be in the news, he will come up with something crazy so that he can attract the attention of the international media. Yes, Jammeh can say that he doesn't care about the West, he doesn't care about human rights activists, but indeed his government is paying for the consequences. Right now, there is no investment in Gambia. Gambia's economy is in shambles. People in that country, they are living in poverty. Jammeh's actions and remarks is costing the Gambia very dearly, economically, politically, socially. Jammeh doesn't possess any good qualities as a leader.
Well, to that end, I mean, I think it is worth noting we don't get that much reporting from Gambia. And press organizations, media organizations do rate Gambia as among the worst in terms of respect for press freedoms. I did mention at the outset of our conversation that you're living in exile in the United States. Why is that, if you don't mind telling us?
That's a very good question. I left the Gambia due to political persecution. I used to report for the Voice of America radio. I also used to work for the Point newspaper. Data Hydra, the journalist who was murdered in Gambia, was my editor. I mean, I suffered in the hands of Jammeh's criminal regime. I was detained. I mean, there were instances we have very good stories linking Jammeh to corruption, but due to the draconian media laws in Gambia, the editors advised if we go ahead with this story, they will either firebomb the newspaper, kill us, or worst case scenario, probably they will close the newspaper. These are the problems facing the local media in the Gambia. Now I'm here in the U.S. I said, okay, wait a minute. Now I'm in a free country. I think I can still help my people. We set up the Freedom newspaper with the ultimate objective of trying to fill the media vacuum because the local press in Gambia, they cannot report certain stories affecting the government. That's what we're doing right now. We're trying to keep the government honest, reporting the stories as it is, without any bias. We are here to represent the Gambian story.
Do you feel there is any lever that might cause President Jammeh to reconsider his decision to execute all of these prisoners in violation, as you say, of their due process rights? Do you see any evidence that he is willing to reconsider or that there's any entity that has influence with him?
Jammeh is a very irrational leader. He's very unpredictable. Jammeh can tell you, yes, I will stop the executions. The next minute, Jammeh will embark on executions. But one thing I can tell you, Michelle, I know for a fact that Jammeh is bent on trying to consolidate himself into power. Basically, that's the reason why he's doing these executions.
Pandere Mbai is the managing editor for the online Freedom newspaper. It reports on important events in Gambia, and he was kind enough to join us from his home in exile in Raleigh, North Carolina. Mr. Mbai, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Michelle.
And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Freddie Boswell, Bridget DeShagas, Andrew Limbong, Sanaz Meshkinpour, Amitha Parasher, Amy Ta, and Emily Oxenschlager, who was on the ground this week for us in Tampa, Florida at the Republican National Convention. Our editors are Alicia Montgomery, Ahmad Omar, and Kenya Young. Our special thanks to NPR's librarians. Our director is Arjun Hutchins. Our senior producer is Devar Ardalan. The technical director is Neil Tevold. He had a hand this week from Greg Gavin and Sean Phillips. Our special thanks to engineering supervisor Kevin Langley. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior editor is Portia Robertson-Migas. Our executive producer is Tashima Walker. And remember to tell us more, please go to npr.org and find us under the Programs tab. You can find our podcast there. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Tell Me More NPR. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.